AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel, counting down the hours to a big snowstorm. Louis Uccinelli is director of NOAA's National Weather Service.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
Uccellini says the snowfall into Sunday could easily cause $1 billion in damage and paralyze the eastern third of the nation. The storm is expected to start hitting Friday afternoon, the federal government sending employees home at noon. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan is declaring a state of emergency starting at 7 a.m.
If you don't have to drive, don't drive. If you don't have to leave your home, don't.
States of emergency also declared in four other states and the District of Columbia. Stock prices bounced back a bit on Wall Street.
The price of oil rose, though it stayed below $30 a barrel, and stock prices recovered some of their losses. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.75%, 115 points, a day after losing a little more than twice that. Some energy shares racked up big gains. Coal and natural gas producer Consol Energy rose 18%. The market also got a boost from the European Central Bank's hints that it will consider injecting more stimulus into the continental economy. The Standard & Poor's 500, trading at its lowest level in about 2 years, was up 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite closed basically unchanged. Warren Levinson, New York.
Former Oklahoma City police officer Daniel Holtzclaw sentenced.
An Oklahoma County district judge formally sentenced Holtzclaw to 263 years in prison. That was the number of years that the jury recommended for these assaults on eight different women.
That's AP correspondent Sean Murphy reporting from Oklahoma City. This is AP Radio News. The president's pick to become the Army's top civilian says he does not back a demotion for retired General David Petraeus.
Petraeus has pleaded guilty to mishandling classified information. The Pentagon's reportedly considering demoting the former Iraq and Afghan war commander to a three-star general, which would cut his retirement pay. Army Secretary nominee Eric Fanning says he's against that.
No further action was necessary regarding General Petraeus.
Fanning was responding to a question during a Senate hearing from Lindsey Graham, a Petraeus supporter.
He made a mistake. He took responsibility for it.
Senators John McCain and Jack Reed are also urging Pentagon Chief Ash Carter not to demote Petraeus. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon. Hello.
YouTube says Adele's music video for Hello greeted its 1 billionth view in 87 days. That broke the 158-day record held by Psy's Gangnam Style. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.